You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grace in Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grace in Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Hey, Lindsay, how curly is your hair? If you don't do anything, to just get out of the shower and it's wet, how curly is it?
I would say wavy. Compared to Jody's, it's not curly compared to Jody's. It's just wavy.
Yeah. I'd never, ever had any. I had one curl when I had hair, and it was right at the very, it was on one side. And it wasn't even all the way in my head. It was like part neck hair and part head hair right here. And it would just flip out right there. Boom. So in the 80s, when I was wearing the Don Johnson style hair, I had to take not a round brush, but the ones that were, it was a vented brush so the blow dryer could blow through it. Yeah. And it was not completely round, but it had bristles farther around than a regular brush, and it would have to grip that and then flip it back. So I would have the hair dryer in this hand. I would grab it and then flip it and dry it in that spot.
It was like a half moon brush.
Yeah. And it was kind of like, cause my hair was a widow's peak in the front and also in the back.
Oh,
so it came to, so it didn't grow straight down. It would come to, you know, a lot of people have that where it comes to a point in the middle. So, whenever I would get my hair cut, the guy that would cut it back then would just dry it as he brushed it all to the middle, like a duck tail. They would call it a duck tail.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the only curl I ever had. And it was like, God, that's weird. It's almost, you know, like a misplaced, group of pubes.
Yeah. And now when you were little, did you have curls?
No, baby fine, straight hair, okay. You know, always.
Because a lot of times, like, kids will have, and then they'll cut it off, and then it's gone.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Jody's, you know, it's crazy because she can get out of the shower and let it dry itself or just dry it a little bit, and it'll still be curly and wavy, or she can flat iron it and make it straight. And
one of your kids got her hair, and one of your kids got your hair? Or is Lainey's hair curly too?
Lainey's is kind of curly.
Oh.
But Aiden definitely got her hair.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's got really, really good hair.
Yeah, he has amazing hair. Mm-hmm. I think does he take it for granted that they all do?
Mm-hmm. Just like Riggins does.
Yeah. They all, I mean, it's
I don't think bastard.
True.
You ungrateful bastard.
Any girl that I'm like, you have the best hair, because I'll tell people all day if they have good hair, they'll be like, oh, it's so annoying. I'm like,
yeah. And Lainey has good hair too, but everybody talks about Aiden's hair. It's like thick and naturally curly and all that.
Yeah.
But not kinky curly.
Yeah. Yes.
It's like a big curls. But you know who has really good hair? And even Jody says this.
Who?
And Jody and this person kind of were nye-nye with each other from time to time. Gwen used to work with us. Jody goes, now Gwen does have pretty hair.
She has great hair.
She has pretty hair. It's
she like does. Thick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she's got good hair.
But if you tell her that, well, I don't know if you tell her that, if she'd say, oh my God, it's so annoying, you know. I don't know if she'd say, thank you. I don't know.
No, she would say, yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I worked my ass off to get this hair.
She was like, yeah, I mean, I should. I mean,
born this way. She's the only person I know that would say that.
You would say something along the lines of, yeah, you know, most of the women in my family have it.
Right.
Yeah.
Most of the women in my family have it.
No or, shit.
Yeah, my sister used to get mad. Because she didn't get the same hair.
Yeah.
But never, ever. And it's just her personality. And we love her. And we'd say this if she's sitting right here and she'd agree. But she's never, ever going to, oh my God, thank you so much. That is so sweet of you.
Yeah.
Never react that way. Oh, stop. And she wouldn't turn down the compliment either. She wouldn't reject it. She would say, oh, stop. This is a mess. I can't stand dealing with it or whatever. She would just go, yeah, I had da 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 da, but never go, oh my God, thank you. That is so nice for you to say.
Yeah. I can appreciate that though, being like, yeah, I know I have good, like, people need to do that more. Thank
you. So that's, I assume that's the way they are. Her whole family's from Massachusetts. So,
oh, yeah. I'd rather have someone do that than say, oh my God, so annoying. Cause I want to be like, you know what's annoying, B? A head full of sewed in hair extensions that don't dry right, that hurt when you sleep, you know.
Yeah. But you don't think that it's frustrating, because when you compliment somebody, you're genuinely complimenting them, and then they reject the compliment, it kind of makes you feel foolish. You know what I mean? Or either then you have to keep, you know, it's not with people like that. It's almost like it's not enough that you complimented them. They reject the compliment, and then you feel like you have to reinforce it and go, no, yeah, I really mean it. Convince them to take the compliment that you gave them.
Right. And, but also I feel like it's not truthful when someone's like, oh, it's so annoying. Like,
yeah,
you a damn lot. You don't know. Having no hair is annoying. You know,
so you think it's false humility?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, or I do it too. And I think sometimes I've figured this out about myself, is that I want to make someone else feel comfortable with what they're dealing with and what they have or what they, mm-hmm, you know, so I want to be on their level to where I'm like, girl, you don't want this. Like, you know, appreciate what you got, even though I'm like, oh gosh, she has like no hair, you know, which is really what I'm, mm-hmm, who I am.
I always feel like, cause I am sensitive to rejecting a compliment when I get one. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So what I do is, and then I really don't want people to think that I am, conceited.
Sure.
Or anything. So I have to find a way to soften it a little bit. So I end up just making a joke.
Yeah.
You know, of some, like a woman at the radio station last night that I hadn't seen in a couple weeks. She goes, oh, you're looking really good. Talking about my weight loss.
Yeah.
And we have a mutual friend in radio. And I just said, yeah, so I'm trying to keep up with Paul.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, Paul from Miami.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember him, Gwen? Big fat Italian guy, all from Miami on the radio from morning show boot camp and all.
Did you call me Gwen?
Did I say Gwen? Oh, I'm sorry. Lynn.
I couldn't tell if you were joking or if you're serious. I was like, did you just call me Gwen?
Sorry.
Gwen, Lynn, same thing. Yes, I do. Actually, I do remember him.
Well, he is not Big Fat Polly anymore. He is super, super slim and has been for a long time.
Wait, that really, the really big guy?
Yeah, he lost a lot of weight.
Like 100?
Probably, yeah. Wow. Or more. And he's kept it off. So he's been that way for a long time. Well, this one of the traffic reporters at the station I work for at night used to work with him in Miami. So we found that out getting to know each other. We have a mutual friend. And so that's what I said when she told me, instead of just saying, thank you, I appreciate that, I had to throw something else. I'm just trying to keep up with Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't even picture him being skinny. I mean, he's just got a big personality and he had the big body to go with it.
It was like the stereotypical big, jolly, you know, running everything Italian guy, you know?
Yeah.
He's Paul Castronovo. He's just like, yeah, Mr. Miami. Hey, come here. You need wine. Get it. Yeah, look, hey, bring us two bottles of wine. And you know, he's just that guy sitting at the head of the table, napkin in his shirt, the whole, just like the stereotypical Italian. And he played up to it as well. You know, he didn't mind if somebody, you know, called him stereotype Italian dude.
Yeah.
But he, I mean, he's not wearing big pinky rings and, you know, a white belt and that sort of thing. But yeah, he's really, really, he looks great.
But it fit his personality to be that big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So that's kind of a shame.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he feels better though.
Yeah. He sucks on the radio now. He's not funny anymore. No,
you lose weight, you're not funny.
Yeah. But you know, there are a lot of comedians who, and comedy actors who were fat that, that always felt like if they lost weight, they wouldn't be funny. Jackie Gleason was one of them. He always said he wasn't as funny when he was slim.
Yeah.
Chris Farley.
Oh yeah.
Farley was another one. That was part of what, you know, his depression was all about. He's like, oh, people just laugh at the fat guy, but would they laugh if I weren't fat? They wouldn't even, I'd have no, nobody would like me if I weren't fat and funny.
Yeah.
Which is what I feel like.
No.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is apps
and more. And more. And more.
Go to tjriggins.com and add us to your phone's home screen. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
You know how sometimes you're looking for the perfect rug or pillow and you just can't find it? Well, Lily and Grayson Langtree can customize and make rugs and pillows just for you. You pick out the fabric, they make it. Check out Lily and Grayson Langtree today or go to tjriggins.com/LG.